carry the key inside your blood. All these shapes, all the patterns, are keys which are already in the human blood. As you come to these places, these keys become unlocked. You open more to who you are on this planet.
Okay.
Can you know? Ti akawani yesi kawara la yakawani yesi. Ti wana kawai sai. Ne iwana kawai. Open your heart and feel with your heart. What we create in these places are vortexes of energy. And these vortexes go into the earth and into the universes. And you can go up or down or sideways into alternate realities. You understand? When you come here and you listen with your heart, then you can go to other places where you can begin to remember your own history before you had human form. And you can bring that back. But there are not many people that do that to these places. We create these doorways. There are already natural doorways on the planet, natural vortexes of energy. We come and create more for you, so you can sit and listen with your heart.
And who are you?
We are the ones who make this. You will never have heard of us before, because we are not yet in your consciousness. If we were to say our name, you would not understand.
Say it anyway.
Kanayisi. But we have put it into English for you.
Now what's the English word?
Kanayisi.
Okay, I see.
Our name is but a sound to your ears. This instrument cannot make that sound yet. Not everything has a name as you wish a name to be.
So it's more a vibration?
Yes. That's how we do it all, vibration. And that's what we have created here for you, vibration. A vortex of vibration that can go anywhere whilst your body stays here.
Can you tell me anything of the meaning of these two crop circles?
They have no meaning as such, except they unlock the key that is already in your blood.
Is that the meaning of every crop circle?
Yes. It is you, the human, that wants to make sense of it somehow. You do not see it for what it is.
Then why are there patterns anyway? Why is it to make it more interesting?
Of course.
Okay. So it's to put out a riddle and we...
Each one is a coding within the blood. And we have made it in that shape to unlock the coding you have in your blood, to unlock your DNA. Each shape represents a certain key in the DNA.
Okay.
We make it a little more interesting because the more who come, the more can be open. The more can experience themselves, not only as human. Kawaniya Saikiawa, Na iwa ka wana ka iti, na iwa ina ka, ta ina iwa sai.
What is this language?
Ta ikuna wa ina atai. It's the language of the universe. You can only understand it with your soul. Your soul knows exactly what we say. Kawinia. And we speak to your soul. Kawana wasuanai. Te ikuanai atai tona kawasai. Some souls are trapped within the human form. And unless the human mind can begin to expand, then the soul will continue to be trapped. The mind has to expand. The heart has to expand. Then the soul can be free within the human form. You understand?
I think I understand what you mean, but how is this? What do you mean it's trapped?
I see when I keep a tie. The soul is a being that is far bigger than the body.
I understand that.
And
so, how can it be trapped in the body? If
the body does not expand, the soul cannot fly, the soul cannot go anywhere, the soul cannot go home. The body has to change, the apparatus has to change. And this is why we have these, what you call crop circles, because we are helping the souls to be free.
And does it matter into which crop circle I go, or is it just any crop circle? Or is there a certain key and certain locks that it will fit in?
There are crop circles of different frequency of energy. This one is high frequency energy. Some are not so high frequency for those who are not open enough yet. That is why some people go to some crop circles and feel nothing, and other people go to other crop circles and feel a lot. When you have expanded, you could go to a crop circle and your energy might be too high for that crop circle, because that crop circle is meant for others who may not be of the same frequency as you. If that is the case, you will not feel anything. The resonance of the energy is such that as you step into it, then your vibration matches. Then the pattern, the key, can be unlocked within you. Then your soul is a little freer. And you, the apparatus of the soul, can help this by expanding your awareness, by becoming more sensitive to energy, by taking more chances, by relying on luck. To not have your life mapped out, but to be more prepared to take chances, to rely more on your intuition.
Is it fear that locks up the soul in this body?
It is the body that closes down in fear that locks the soul.
That makes sense. No?
Kayenu wikawasai. Na iwanai. Don't look for us in the heavens. Look for us in the center of earth.
Center of earth, that's where is that where you live? Is that where you come from? Is that where you...
It's where... it is our guest house. Kamana. Kiwase
Neia Tai. Is earth the only planet that you are...
The earth is the only planet of interest.
In the whole universe?
In the whole universe.
You mean there are no other planets that you are interested in?
Other planets are not having the challenge that Earth is having.
And what is the challenge here, especially for you? Or for us?
For you humans.
Yeah, well,
it is to be spirit. It is to be soul. In human form. Bringing together spirit and matter. The human has been very focused on matter and not so much on the spirit. But it's a balance of the two brought together in the one, in the unity of the one. That's the great challenge. On other planets, it's more spiritual, to put it how you could understand it.
So the challenge here is that we're not really very evolved, and that's why...
Don't judge yourself.
Yeah.
Don't judge yourself. How do you know that tomorrow you will not be totally evolved? How do you know how close you are to total evolvement?
I don't know it at all. What do you think, Walter?
I'm thinking about free will. Is this the only zone in the universe with free will? That is something to do with free will?
You do not even know what free will is.
Okay.
On the other planets, free will is really free. Your free will is in the constraints of being human and the constraints of your society. You've not really got free will at all. But you do have choices. And we're here to encourage you in those choices.
What do you think about what Krayan says about that we are like soldiers coming here to this planet for this time?
You could say you are soldiers. We prefer words that are not so...
military.
You are a free spirit who chose this incarnation in order to really experience the journey from matter to matter spirit. It's not even matter to spirit, it's the combination of both.
Is that something new in the universe, that you combine matter and spirit, or is it something that has been done thousands of times elsewhere?
It has never been done before.
So this is new?
I guess it's new. It has been going on for many, many years. Many millennia. Kainai wisiki wa taine. Tawuni awasai. Yeana kawanai. You walk blindly. You walk with your ears closed. That is the way of the human. We're here to help you open your eyes. We're here to help you open your ears. We are here to help you open your hearts. Now, we cannot always come and speak through people, so we create these instead. And you watch. When you humans are in these places, aren't you nice to each other? Don't you smile at each other and talk to strangers?
That's right, yeah.
Which you would not do in your high streets, your place of the shops. Here you do. Look at the energy we create for you.
I always try to smile at strangers. Also at home.
You are an evolved being. What do you expect evolvement is?
Good question. I think dancing is a good flying, the soul flying. Not bound to this illusion of the matter.
What soul wants is for this part that is matter, to dance, to be free. Because soul is not going anywhere. Soul is on a journey to bring this piece of matter back into the oneness. You see, the oneness has never been matter. It's always been spirit. The human is bringing matter into spirit. To be evolved, you only have to smile at strangers, dance to good music, be happy, and love. That's evolvement. Not so hard.
I can do that, I think. Can be done.
Yes. It's just that you humans make it so difficult. It has to be hard work. You have to go to teachers and have many years of studying. Or you have to go and live in a cave somewhere for many years and deny yourself material wealth. When it's as easy as smiling and dancing and being happy and loving.
Is it also about trying to help others?
When you love, you cannot help others. It's only your fear that stops you helping others. You fear they may take too much. You fear you do not have the time. You fear that you will not be liked, or you fear that they will take more than you can give. Love has no fear. Kaweni. Kei iwasei ni awatai. Kei aie yamanai kiesi. Do you know what bliss awaits you? The sheer joy of being alive. Being alive. You. Your soul. Your heart. All that you are. Takuana yasai. Ni iwai kawana tai ni. Tawana yawasaka. Connect with earth. Connect with earth. She is going home.
And she wants to take us with her.
She would love to take you with her. Connect with her love, and you will know love. tawana ia wasai. Te iwa e kawai, tawana iwa ike ni. Sacred, sacred planet. Sacred beings on a sacred planet. What would happen if you considered all humans as sacred? What would happen if all humans considered themselves sacred? Heaven would be on Earth. We are trying to help in our very small way. Sometimes not so small. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. For opening to us. For what you do.